With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States believes Israel and Hamas are close to reaching a ceasefire agreement, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
There's fresh optimism here at the White House that remaining differences can be ironed out following Hamas's acceptance of a ceasefire proposal.
A close assessment of the two sides' positions suggests that they should be able to close the remaining gaps.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. will do everything it can to support the ongoing negotiations and achieve a ceasefire. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Police in riot gear blocked access to the University of Chicago. Tensions have continued to ratchet up in standoffs with protesters on campuses across the U.S. and increasingly in Europe. Among universities that have tolerated the temp encampments, some have begun to lose patience and call in police over concerns about disruptions to campus life, safety, and the involvement of non-students. Also at SRNnews.com, at a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says his meetings with Marjorie Taylor Greene should not be interpreted as him negotiating with her over priorities.
It's not a negotiation, okay? This is how I've operated as Speaker. I committed to do it before I became Speaker, and we've been doing this for the last 6 months. I addressed, my conference of this just within the last hour. Everybody knows I have lengthy discussions, detailed discussions on a daily basis with members across the conference. There are 217 of us.
The House Speaker has met with Taylor Greene for the last couple of days. French President Macron hosting China's Xi Jinping at a remote mountain pass in the Pyrenees for private meetings. This comes after a visit in Paris dominated by trade disputes and tensions over Russia's war in Ukraine. The Dow had 46 points, but the Nasdaq is down 13. This is SRN News. What happens when you die? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, belief in any kind of afterlife is declining in the U.S. Nearly one in five adults think that when a person dies, they simply cease to exist. Older people are more likely to believe this, 25% versus 15% of young adults. However, the younger cohort is a lot more likely to think that when they die, they will be reincarnated and return to Earth, either as a different person or a different life form. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark is liberalizing its abortion laws, making it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week. The previous limit had been the 12th week. Government officials say the law will also be changed to allow girls between 15 and 17 years old to have an abortion without parental consent. This is SRN News. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz says the company's leaders should spend more time in stores and focus on coffee drinks as they work to turn around flagging sales.
Schultz said many people had reached out to him after Starbucks reported weaker-than-expected quarterly sales and earnings last week. Starbucks says it's seeing slower traffic around the world as U.S. and Chinese customers pull back on spending. It's also facing boycotts in some markets for its perceived support of Israel.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Schultz left Starbucks' board last fall, but remains the country's largest individual stockholder. Apple unveiled its next generation of iPad Pros and Airs, boasting faster processors and new sizes. The showcase at Apple's headquarters comes after the company disclosed its steepest quarterly decline in iPhone sales since the pandemic. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.